Well, let me just recap. Earlier in the show, during the mailbag segment, I told of a story of a 60-year-old man who has no credit, zero credit. He does not have any credit or no credit score. We pulled.
How's that possible?
I don't know, Igor.
He doesn't have a credit card.
I've been on the radio for 20 plus years talking about
not even
the,
bad credit. Nothing. No credit.
He's a ghost. He's a 60-year-old ghost married to a lady who has credit. He's not even an authorized user on any of her cards.
Wow.
Complete ghost. So this guy, for some reason, decides to move into the house that his brother-in-law and sister lived in. They were going through marital challenges. Brother-in-law's business was going kablooey. Okay, this guy gives him a check for $40,000 to buy the brother-in-law's equity out so he could take ownership of the house, and decides, for some unknown reason, 18 months ago, to trust the brother who's got a failing business, that the brother's going to continue to make the mortgage payment, which he stopped doing in February. Mm-hmm. Now, the challenge is, this guy quit-claimed the brother off of the title of the property, even though the mortgage is still in his name, and him and his wife and his sister are still on the title of the property. So his ex-brother-in-law, I guess it's still his brother-in-law gave him a thank you, how you do, on the way out the door, stopped paying the mortgage in February. So now he's got a foreclosure on his record. You missed four mortgage payments in a row, you have a foreclosure. Even when foreclosure didn't go in foreclosure, you have four, you have a dead dog on your porch there. Okay, you don't want it. Sorry about everybody with dead dogs. My dog just died. I don't know why I just brought that up. But you've got a complete disaster on your hands. Stephen A. Leahy, let's talk about the mistakes other than not having credit as a 60-year-old man.
Well, I help people who have financial problems, and so I see a lot of these mistakes and what people could do to avoid them. One of the things I tell people about is if you're on Social Security, right? If you get a Social Security check, that Social Security check should be in an account all by itself, no other money in it.
Really? Right?
Yes. It should be, because Social Security is exempt from almost every creditor, except for the IRS, maybe the state of Illinois, but every other creditor is exempt from. So if I'm saving money, right, and even if I should put that money, the Social Security money, in an account by itself, don't mix it with anything else, have another account where if I'm getting a gift, I have someone I just was talking to, she's expecting a Social Security check. It's been a year almost, so she's going to get a chunk of money. Right, but she's having financial issues. She's sleeping on her daughter's couch.
Jeez.
Right, but when she gets that money, put it in by itself, and she said, "Well, I asked her, how are you making? Well, I'm getting gifts and things from people. People are helping me. My family's helping me, and that's normal. But again, if you put that money in the account, and then all that other money is going in that account, now it's mixed, and you can't tell what is the Social Security and what's not. Right, so again." Keep that separate. I don't care how well off you are. We never know what's going to happen in the future. It's kind of like having a HELOC, right? People always say, I don't need it. I don't want a HELOC. It's like, well, when you need it, you'll need it, right? And you won't be able to get it.
Can we talk about your sister?
Yeah.
Okay. She just paid off her home, right? And has a home free and clear. And what did you tell her?
Get a HELOC.
And what did she tell you?
Yeah, well, she said, I'm uncomfortable with that because it's the credit thing. And I think people, like you're talking about the 60-year-old guy who doesn't have any credit, they think that that's commendable, right? Because I don't have any credit. I don't owe anybody anything. But
1913, it was commendable.
I agree. Okay? I'm just telling you, people think that way. And again, so you have to kind of, as you did, you have to kind of educate them about why that's not a good thing, not to have any credit. Yeah. Right? Why we talk a lot on this show about a second mortgage if you own your home outright. How can that protect us from the title thieves? Right? We talk a lot about that.
Because, and attorneys.
And
ambulance That's chasing attorneys.
Absolutely true. Right? Because one of the first things they're going to do is they're going to look up to see if you have a loan on your property.
Can you explain that? Real quick. Let's say your sister, pick a number, lives in a $500,000 home and she qualifies for up to 80% $400,000 HELOC. She puts a HELOC on, and I don't know how much your sister, this is just an example. So a listener in a $500,000 home just paid off their home, okay? They have good credit, good enough income to secure up to 80% of the value of their home, a $400,000 home equity line of credit, okay? Mm-hmm. You now have a mortgage, a line of credit on there. There's a lien for $400,000. Why is that better with a zero balance so the listener's not paying any interest, right? There's a zero balance, but there's a $400,000 lien there that they could go in and write a check for 400 G's if they wanted to and pull it right out. If an attorney pulls the title and sees that, what are they, as an attorney, what are they looking at?
Well, again, you're looking for someone with deep pockets, right? You could take things away from them. And if I own my home outright, there was a big chunk of change sitting
sure.
there.
Equity.
Right? Equity. Right?
Which is cash.
Go after that, right? It's like having insurance, right? You have an insurance policy. They're going after the insurance company, right? They want the money.
Sure.
And if you don't have any money, well,
they're not going
to
go after you.
It's hard to go after you if you right. don't have any money. If you're not sitting with, on a ton of money. So if it looks like my home is encumbered by these loans, I'm a less of a
Eve, so a $400,000 HELOC with a zero balance,
yeah,
right, is mm-hmm. helps that homeowner
yes.
against potential lawsuits, because when the attorney, you and your class of attorneys,
outstanding attorneys.
look to try to sue you, baby, for a slip and fall or a car accident or whatever, right? They're going to see how much equity you have. And if you have no equity, they're probably going to be less apt to sue you against the equity of your home.
The same thing with the title people, right?
Sure.
Who are they going to steal from? People with no mortgage.
Right?
You own your home outright. They can, now they're going to steal it from you by saying, I own that home, and go out and get a mortgage. Well, if I already have a mortgage on the home, I'm not going to be able to get another mortgage on the home.
So it's almost like having an insurance policy. That's all it
exactly.
is. Right? So you, exactly. So David, to your point, you're saying and you're advocating for, put a HELOC on your home, whether you need it or not.
Yes.
Don't draw on that HELOC. Leave it with a zero balance. It costs you nothing or whatever.
Correct.
Minimal to just set it up. And then that's your insurance policy against people trying to come in and do
exactly.
terrible
nefarious
things.
Yeah. And it gives you, more importantly, hold on one sec. More importantly, you have a holy crap moment. You and I are Jewish, God forbid, right? How many times did your mom say that growing up? God forbid something happens. You could stroke a check for whatever you need to put the fire out that you didn't expect. I cut you off.
No, that's because I was just going to say exactly the same thing, right? We ain't even talked about having the money available if something happens.
Sure.
Right? So all these other things are good, but having the money available if you're going to need it, that's even better.
Right.
Right? And so, again, everybody knows, if you don't need money, people are willing to lend it to you. If you need money, nobody wants to lend it to you. So we got to get it in line beforehand.
Bob?
And David, I have to actually thank you, because in true sincerity, I have never had that piece of advice in my entire life. I'm 55 years old, and if I had had that earlier in life, I think a lot of different choices.
Oh, we just took one out for you.
Right, but I'm saying if I would have known this concept, I would have done this a long time ago.
Yeah. We literally just did it for Bob, at a small business owner. It gave him the liquidity and the safety to do other things, and you know, it's there. You know, that's what's all about. Go ahead.
Well, I talked a little bit about Social Security and why that's important. I haven't even talked about tenancy by the entirety, and if you're a business owner, why you should have, how you should hold title to your property.
All right, you got 60 seconds. You
know, and I just wanted to mention it because that's another thing. There's a lot of things that you can, if you're owning a business, if you own a business, right, everything you do is risky. Right, because your business can change tomorrow.
Sure.
Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in business for yourself, you should do an evaluation of all your assets and how you hold things. How can I make this? And I'm not talking about estate planning. Just knowing how things.
I'll give you one. I got a guy in Buffalo Grove who lives in Winnetka. Okay, somewhere up north. He lives in a $1.2 million home. Right. He has an import business. Right. He got crushed. Absolutely crushed with these. He imports German chocolates, French wines, Spanish wines, all the stuff. Things you can't grow here in the United States, Mr. Tariff Lover. Okay? In all seriousness, his containers that came in cost him $30,000 more. Okay? He was going to get crushed either way under this administration's policies. If he had a home equity line of credit against his home available, he would have been able to weather that storm while it works itself out until he got to this time of the year when he makes all of his money. But he had to bring in all of the chocolates and the wines during the spring and the summer so it's ready for this time of year, the gift time, because he did 80% of his business in the next 120 days is when he did 80% of his business. But he had to lay out the funds, but he didn't have the funds. He could have tapped into the HELOC. Perfect example, what you just talked about.
Exactly. And I do want to say we do make chocolates here in America.
You don't make German chocolate?
Well, that's true, by definition.
Do we make German chocolates? Do we make Spanish wine? No.
I understand. I'm just saying we do.
Okay, now yeah. And this guy, and this guy in Buffalo Grove got business laying people off. Phone number for listeners want to get a hold of you.
First, go to fightbacknow.com. If you're a business owner, you should be on my daily email list because I talk about this stuff, all these things that you need to know. Go to fightbacknow.com or call me at 312-664-6649.